Well, it's always a concern, and I think you've seen the president has talked about this, about the diffuse and diverse threat that we face. It's one that we will continue to go after, and we will not stop from that. But it is also one that we have to face with a multitude of tools, whether it's direct action and capture operations, like you saw over the weekend, whether it's with the use of lethal force when no other tool is capable to be used, or when it's working in partnership with other governments and building capacity. We're going to use all those tools.
And I do want to ask you about the raid in Somalia, which did not get the target. Is there any more information about whether he was involved in the Nairobi mall killings?
He was not involved in that.
He was not.
There is not that information. And this, we have no information that he was involved in that attack. And this raid was not conducted based on the Westgate mall attack. I think there again, that's an example of the incredible precision and professionalism of our armed forces and the restraint that they showed, as the Department of Defense has talked about, with tremendous care for not inflicting civilian casualties.
Is that in fact what happened, that they ran into more than expected civilians and pulled back?
I think what, as the Department of Defense has said, they undertook this operation to go after an al-Shabaab commander, and ultimately they made the decision to disengage, and it was a decision made and an operation that was undertaken with tremendous precision and care.
And let me just ask you finally, briefly, how should Americans understand the terrorism threat now in North Africa and sub-Saharan Africa? Do these groups have the capability of acting beyond their region, including reaching to the U.S.?
Well, Jeff, that's something we're always going to be concerned about. I think what we have seen, and the president talked about it today, is groups that may have a regional focus, but we have to be concerned ultimately always about their ability to go after our interests and our personnel and our facilities in that part of the world, but also their ability to project a threat against the United States. And we will continue to go after that threat.
All right, Lisa Monaco, White House Counterterrorism Advisor. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.